Blog Talk Radio.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kick. I dwell in a dark dominion, away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. I teach a course in ruination from the devil's text. To fools who can't withstand temptation, step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts a prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of fly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks. Kicks is always in demand, cause kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover, she knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now while Huck is couldn't stop us when she's on a manhunt for kicks. For kicks, yeah, yeah. Looking for kicks. Just kicks, nothing but kicks. I'm Satan's sinful servant sent to get you in a fix. So look me up just anytime. Name is Mr. Name is Mr. Name is Mr. Kick.
Over the mountain, across the sea, there's a girl all waiting for me. Cross all the river, beyond every cloud, she's past the wind, blowing loud. Over the mountain, a girl waits for me. Lay all the sand, every blade of grass, please tell the wind to let my love pass. Over the mountain, a girl waits for me.
Boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I'm stalling for time. I'm trying to upload a couple of things I did tonight. But as usual, you know Murphy's Law, right? And whatever can go wrong will go wrong. Hang in there. We'll give you another tune.
Ese amor llega así, de esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo levanta vana, porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega así, de esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Perdón de Dios, tú eres mi vida, la fortuna de mi destino. El destino te desaparado, lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro lavando, eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día no cuento si de nada, lo mismo ya callé, lo pienso en ti. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque dirá, yo la prefiero vivir así. Bamboleo, bamboleo, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Ladies and gentlemen, the other President of the United States. Stop. Can we please get a different version of instead of ruffles and flourishes? Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. My fellow Americans, I just signed Executive Order Number 4, legislating that from every Saturday on will be dance night, and if you're not out dancing, you can be arrested. Mr. President, they just caught Chuck Schumer and he wasn't dancing. Read him his merengue rights. Senator Schumer, is it true that you weren't dancing on Saturday night? Is it true you voted to burn the American flag? Is it true you vote to kill kids? I sentence you to be mamboed to death 8 times.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho.
Here comes one of my first appointments. I appoint Christopher Walken as a Secretary of Defense. Mr. Secretary, is there anything that you need to improve the protection of the United States? Do you need more missiles? Do you need more tanks? Tell us what you need.
I gotta have more cowbells, baby.
Does it give you an opportunity to take care of your friends? New job.
I could get you in now. You love it. Nobody tells you when to go to bed. You eat all the ice cream you want. You get to kill. All day. All night. Just like an angel.
I chose Chris because he knows how to keep his passions under control. He's a reasonable man, and I've just sent him to negotiate the surrender of Iran with Ahmadinejad. And he has returned, and he has some good news.
What happened?
I jumped out and pranked him to death with a tire iron.
What?
Yeah, you should have seen the look on his face. Classic.
Mr. Secretary, because you pranked Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, Congressman Nadler and Nancy Pelosi have asked you to step aside and apologize to Al-Qaeda.
There's only the argument. I'll not step aside. I will not allow any talking monkey.
Well said, Mr. Secretary. Let us put our differences aside and share a little music and a little champagne. The following message is brought to you by the Democrat Party of America. Comrades, Welcome to the Spirit of America a Party and the Spirit of America PartyBook.com. Also, www.captainsblog.us. Hi, this is Uncle Tom in the cabin, and I just thought I would cover with you tonight. I got a brochure on Club Obama, and it's very interesting. It says, come experience the very pinnacle of all-inclusive excellence in the Caribbean. Club Obama delights relaxing terrorists with supremely luxurious accommodations, gourmet candlelit dining for groups of four, gorgeous tropical settings, and some of the world's most exquisite beaches in Bermuda, St. Lucia, Antigua, and the Bahamas. If you are planning a jihad, taking hostages, hijacking planes, Club Obama is the leader in Caribbean destinations. Wonderful jihad packages. We start off with a layover at Gitmo. Have your photo taken with Mike Isikoff on the cover of Jihad a Dime magazine. Sip tea and listen to the compliments of Bill PLO Dancer Mar, who gave us a sour grapes on 911. All expenses paid for by the American sucker taxpayer. Get your picture taken with Dick Turbin Durbin, the stock market whiz, and Bloody John Murtha, Mr. Airport. You can be our guest on the John the Monkey Show as he spits on his ancestors' graves. From Gitmo, we fly to Bermuda, the Obama American colony. A short stay takes us away to Indonesia and some ballyhooey. Then back to Islamabad, where you will meet Adam Kedansk, who will tell you his grandfather was a Zionist, and that is why he betrayed California. Then you're back in business killing Americans for President Obama in Afghanistan. You can see him on TV taking a bow to King Abdullah, his master. The good king gives Obama a bin Laden, a Mr. T a starter kit. And we get to kill again, happily ever after. And after the good news, those who kill you, or those you kill, have to read you your American rights before they can fight back. Then I have a picture of one of the terrorists who's in Bermuda tonight, and he's doing the back dead man's float. May it come to pass. And underneath the caption says, when I'm not blowing up American malls, I like to visit Club Obama. Then there's four terrorists getting off a plane, and it says, Obama bin Laden promised us a flyby at the Statue of Liberty. Let's buy some box cutters. And then one is looking at the other, and he says, did you remember to cut the pilot's throat? We are on R&R from Jihad. And then the four of them are walking down the street next to a building, and the caption underneath says, this little Uyghur went to market, and this little Uyghur stayed home and made bombs. And one is saying to the other, this is a small building, we don't need much syntech. Now that Obama rules Bermuda, we can get 80 British virgins with a coupon. Look how they starved us. They're all overweight. Look how they starved us at Gitmo. And then we have a typical Shahadi wearing his gutra. And it's a Saudi-style gutra, you know, the red and white tablecloth that you find in a lot of Italian restaurants. Your home is my home in Al-Qaeda, South Carolina. This guy has been moved to South Carolina. Nothing can be finer than to be in Carolina when they're mourning. M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. When will I see you again? I love Club Obama. I am a gold medal member. Bill Clinton gave me New York, but Obama gave me the entire country. And then the next photo is the Presidential Air Force One. and there's a couple of guys are standing by it, and there's a garbage can, and the lid pops up, and it's Osama bin Laden, and it says, "I got a great rate at Club Obama. I am going to do a New York flyover." And then there is an article from the Daily News, and the article from the Daily News says, and this is a fact, "Spirited out of a Guantanamo Bay in the dead of night, an Al-Qaeda henchman fidgeted and smiled in a Manhattan courtroom a Tuesday when he was charged in a pair of deadly U.S. embassy bombings." And I got to tell you that those embassy bombings killed over 200 black people and 11, I think about 11 Americans, but the natives are the ones who took the bombing. "Wearing a blue prison smock, orange sneakers and a goatee, Ahmed Galani became the first detainee taken from Gitmo to stand trial on American soil. Security was drummed tight, don't believe it. As the reputed master forger and bomb maker delivered his long-delayed plea to conspiracy charges in perfect English, not guilty. Galani's presence in Manhattan federal court 5 years after his capture during a Pakistan shootout." Okay, this guy went from Kenya and Tanzania to Pakistan. What does that tell you? "Marked the start of President Obama's controversial effort to shutter Guantanamo. Obama hopes the prosecution of Galani, held in Cuba since 2006, will demonstrate U.S. courts can handle cases against other terrorist suspects at the naval base in Cuba." Okay, and that's the source of this is the Daily News. And I've highlighted where to go if you want to read the whole story. And then I put a little comment. "If Obama bin Laden wants to show us how our courts can handle terrorists, all he has to do is lead jail guard Louis Pepe by the hand to the same microphone he's talking from." You see, Louis can't see. He was stabbed in the eye, 3 inches into his brain, when he was overpowered by two Al-Qaeda butchers in New York, in the same federal jail that they got this guy in. The videotape disappeared. Now Louis sits in the dark, being cared for by a sister in a home that was he was going to take care of his parents in, and now they got to take care of him, his elderly parents. And his father was quoted as, "I hope that he gets some justice because we're not going to live forever. Sometimes he has convulsions, and when he appeared at the trial of the two Al-Qaeda WTC murderers, he was ordered removed from the court by an Al-Qaeda sympathizing, anti-American, liberal, evil woman judge who classified the murder attempt, she reclassified the murder attempt as not an act of terror. May you be on the next hijacked plane, lady, and you can talk some sense into Box Cutter Man. You can appeal to his sense of reason while he chants the second surah from the Quran playbook." And that's all I have to say on the subject tonight. Our president is not an American, and we haven't seen his papers yet. If you have no skin in the game, you're only half an American. This is for Louis Pepe, sitting in the dark, before 9-1-1. He was a victim of the first attack on the World Trade Center. The two guys who jumped him in jail were responsible for the first attack. When the Clinton Towers almost came down.